From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Sales of existing homes hit a 10-year low. Prices tumble nationwide, and families are still losing homes they once owned. What's the government doing about it? Well, the president recently signed off on a multi-billion-dollar Housing and Economic Recovery Act. The Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, is working on specific programs as part of the bigger push to ease the housing crisis. I got a chance to sit down with HUD Secretary Steve Preston when he came to our studios at NPR West. I started by asking what HUD can do to keep people in their homes and what he sees for the future of the housing situation. Secretary Preston, thanks for coming into NPR West. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Let's start with the reason that you came out to Los Angeles. You've got a new initiative. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the reason we came out here is really twofold. Number one is to announce some grants that we're making to through a program called Housing Opportunities for People with AIDS. Many people living with AIDS have many other challenges, housing, employment, other issues. Through HUD, we provide about $300 million to various programs to provide housing and supportive services. And we are announcing a $1.4 million grant under that program here in Los Angeles today.
What does it mean to you that your section of the federal government is so vast that you can do any number of types of programs, including this one? Do you ever feel stretched in your mission? Because this is something that I think a lot of people might not associate with what HUD does.
That's actually a great question, because through HUD, there are any number of grant programs. We have loan insurance programs, any number of things. At the end of the day, most of what we do somehow helps people get a roof over their head and other supportive services. And then we also do some community development, which is very important. So it's, you know, if you look at the spectrum of need in that sort of under that umbrella, it all sort of fits together.
Housing is by nature local when it comes to how it impacts people's lives. When you talk about a program like the granting that you're doing, that's just one aspect of the local issues that you deal with. Give me an example of some other program in another part of the country that you find is working.
We have programs where we help people who've been affected by a natural disaster to help them find housing and in some cases help them pay for it. We have other homeless programs. Then more broadly, we provide a public housing for millions of people, voucher programs to help people pay for their rent when they can't quite afford it. Right now, a program that's working well, that's serving an essential role in our country, is our mortgage insurance program. It's become more difficult to get credit for people to buy a new home, and we are more and more insuring mortgages for people who want new homes. And also, we are a provider of 30-year fixed-rate secure mortgages for people who are today trapped in a subprime mortgage and trying to refinance into something more stable.
When you came into this job in April, it's not as if everything was rosy with the economy, but we've seen a lot of changes over the past few months. And you've just been talking about one aspect of what you do for the housing crisis. But what do you see ahead?
I think we will continue to be in a rough patch for the coming months. And right now, we have 10 and a half or 11 months worth of housing inventory relative to the amount of sales that are taking place in our economy. And what that compares with is about 6 months historically. So what that means is we need buyers to come into this market and begin working that inventory down. And it'll take some time to do that.
How well do you think your outreach is working? For people who are in desperate straits, how do you reach them to let them know that you have some programs that might be useful to them?
It's great. We work through all sorts of media, and we work through banks as well. And one of the things that is very important for us to do is not just reach the actual consumer, but recruit more banks into our programs, because many times the consumer is going into a bank with the problem, and that's our touch point. We know that people are increasingly becoming aware of FHA for two reasons. Number one, our loan volume has gone up so dramatically over last year. And number two, the number of banks that are coming into our programs to use our insurance products has gone up dramatically. So the message is getting out there. The other thing we're seeing is people coming in to get counseling support. HUD supports 2,300 financial counselors around the country that help people who have difficulties with their mortgage. You know, one of the reasons I like to do media when I travel around the country is to tell people about these opportunities. And yesterday I was doing a television piece, and as I was walking out, one of the cameramen said, "How do I get that help? My mortgage is about to reset," which once again tells me that it isn't as far out as I'd like it to be. And so the one message I give people consistently is if you're in a mortgage that has reset and you can't afford it, or if it's about to reset, get to your bank to see if you can get a refinancing. Go to other banks to see if they can refinance you. And get in touch with HUD to get a counselor to help you work through these issues.
The federal response to the housing issues includes the housing bill that President Bush approved, billions of dollars. How much influence do you have in getting a slice of that pie? And what's your ultimate goal in terms of using the resources that you have? You've obviously talked about FHA, but if you had to state a mission or a purpose for the work that you do, what is it?
Well, on FHA, it's twofold. It's helping people who want to stay in their homes and can afford to do so with the right mortgage, in fact, stay in their homes. And on this, and in addition, it is helping people who want to buy a new home be able to do that. And in both cases, put them in a safe, secure 30-year mortgage where the first payment is the same as the last payment. Now, with respect to the bill itself, the bill is fairly clear in what it provides HUD. And HUD, in the end, is the implementer of most of the bill, other than a number of the provisions that deal with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. There are two significant aspects of the bill that we will implement. Number one is a provision called Hope for Homeowners, which is designed to help people who have mortgages that they can't afford, where the mortgage is more, where the loan is has a higher value than the home itself. And what that provision requires the lender to do if they participate is write that loan down to 90% of the home value, and it leaves equity in the home, and it makes it more affordable. Number two, in the bill, Congress provided almost $4 billion to go to states and communities to buy up and maintain foreclosed homes, because in many cases they become a blight in those neighborhoods. Our job is to work very, very quickly to figure out where those dollars should go based on the need, and then, in fact, get that money out into people's hands so they can begin using it to address that issue.
When you talk about buying up these homes, are these homes that then become what on the website are HUD homes for resale, or are these homes that you're going to try to somehow find a way to keep the families in? Tell me more about that aspect of buying and maintaining the homes.
The money does not HUD does not manage the money ultimately. HUD provides money to a state or a community or a local organization that it then, in turn, will manage the process locally. They may buy those homes, refurbish them, and then resell them. In some cases, you know, some of these organizations may choose to rent those homes for a while. And some of those, that money will go for maintenance. But ultimately, the money will be managed locally, and our job is to ensure that it gets to the right place.
An appointment like yours will sunset with this presidency. So what do you plan to do afterwards?
I don't know. You know, government service, my term in government service, the last 2 years, followed a private sector career of 24 years. One of the exciting things about being in the government, I think, is you have, when you can move the needle, it touches so many people's lives. And prior to this, I ran the Small Business Administration, and which does terrific work, including providing loans for disaster victims, homeowners, not just small businesses. So I'm very open-minded. I loved working in the private sector, but I just really treasure the opportunity to make an impact through the public sector.
You've mentioned disasters a couple of times, and we are rolling around on the third anniversary of Katrina. The federal government's response was widely criticized. What do you think you've done right in terms of dealing with disasters recently?
Recent history has been very good, whether it be the fires in California or the floods in the Midwest, a number of significant tornado incidents. And what I think has happened well, it really falls into a couple of areas. Number one, I think the response has been rapid. The front end response has been rapid. Number two, which I don't think is quite as visible to people, is the coordination among government agencies at the federal level and between the federal and then the state and local levels has been, I think, much improved.
Some people, and these range from liberal social scientists to conservative activists, have said, get rid of HUD. It's useless. Maybe it's worse than useless. How do you respond to the idea that HUD, for example, is part of a bloated government bureaucracy, one critique, or, on the other hand, that it simply is not serving the needs of low-income people as well as it should?
HUD serves an essential mission, and there are millions of people who have roofs over their head because of the programs that HUD administers. So I don't think you can walk away from the need for housing for people who can't afford it on their own. And we have to have programs in place that enable them to have a place to live. Now, there are many different views on how to do that more effectively, how to move people into a greater degree of self-sufficiency. And I think when the criticisms come around that, it makes for a very rich and important debate, because ultimately I do think we should be working with people to figure out how to get them to a better life, a better, higher level of self-sufficiency, which is ultimately good for them and good for our communities.
Well, Secretary, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
That was Housing and Urban Development Secretary Steve Preston, and he joined us at our NPR studios in Culver City, California.